It's season 9 for Talking About You with Estra, a car accident advocate and activist, bringing you new titles and topics and guests. Estra believes in standing up for auto insurance policyholders, fair auto insurance settlements, full pay from employer ERISA plans, Social Security disability for insured, not Wall Street greedy, and protections against harassment and intimidation and abuse from police. Let's get started with our topics today. Talking About You with Estra, Season 9, Episode 15. Welcome to a new week of knowledge and support about car accident situations. With all the talk about corruption lately, this is a series on dealing with dishonest people. Today's topic, Trusting Unknown People, Season 9, Episode 15. In today's world, many relationships are built online. Meeting people this way opens us up to the world of interesting individuals. You can find people with similar interests, beliefs, and values. It can provide a comfortable environment with a group of unknown people who can pass as new friends. But are they? Yes, they could be new unknown friends made up of high character, or they can be people put in place to set you up for their usury intentions. And that can be anything from police to government agencies to corporations to, it's a long, endless list, auto insurance. You'd be surprised who might be out there on the internet posing to be somebody that they're not. How many people every day are conned online? Money lost, heartbroken, emotionally and physically abused? Online relationships may not be as safe as they seem. Yet, on the other hand, vast information and education can also be found on the World Wide Web. What makes the difference? How we use it, and if we allow others to turn our weaknesses into the strength and power against us. What are their goals? Are they in the business of turning out individuals, companies? What are their methods, tactics? Anyone can be played by unknown people. One just has to be open to what they are using for bait. Okay, so what would somebody use against you for bait, and would you recognize it? That is indeed the question. Ignorance of their methodology, strategy, your personal needs and hopes. From street wisdom to Wall Street, people using people come from all walks of life. Let me say that again, because a lot of times we see biases and we think, oh, it's just one type of person. Sorry, that's not how it works. From street wisdom to Wall Street, right? They're really close hand in hand from my perspective. People using people come from all walks of life. No longer can we stay in our own world or culture and be protected. People who prey on others don't care about anything but what they want. Have you already been taken advantage of online? There are many ways to be contacted by opportunists, and they can use you in a variety of ways, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually. That, too, is an endless list. Addictions often, I personally believe, come from a lot of things. Just getting started online, by being naive about situations. It can happen. Surprisingly, online individuals, corporations, white and black hats alike, all have their methods of manipulation against vulnerable people. The key is knowing what makes you vulnerable. Finances, loneliness, groupthink, likes, yes, this too, what is another endless list. There are no right or wrongs in what you want out of life. Let me say that again. There are no rights or wrongs in what you want out of life. It's about how you go about achieving those goals. Remember, all people do not play by the same rules or by respecting others. We will have to run into some unruly characters. It's how we choose to deal with them. When you start to look like a delicious meal, they might like to enjoy. So you have to be careful of how they're viewing you. Have to wake up and take a look. When you see them salivating your hiney, it's time to find a meat hook of your own, so to speak, and swat them back. Get away from my hiney. Stop salivating. Salivating. I'm still not saying it right. Back. Providing the protections to keep yourself whole. a whole you, I repeat, a whole you, one that stays on the path without having to walk around with patches, right? Who wants a patches? Maybe something patched because they've been bitten and they got a hole, okay? No, no. You want the whole you to stay intact, an intact you. Which brings me to our topic today, Trusting Unknown People, Season 9, Episode 15. Now, personally, I hold to the 80-20 rule, meaning 80% of the people hold good intentions to those they meet, while 20% hold bad ones. This 20% has caused a great deal of hardships to those they've encountered. They are worth the effort of a personal audit in order to protect self. Their actions can make waking up the next morning feel as if a limb or being left with a partial brain was inevitable. Therefore, it's worth the time and effort of getting to know people. Let me say that again. Therefore, it's worth the time and effort of getting to know people, not just because their good side appears, but also seeing the other sides, right? And it might be not just a good and a bad side. They might have a middle side and another side. Who knows? But you need to know really who that person is. And that requires taking some time to get to know them. Now, here are two actions you might find helpful when dealing with unknown people. Ask questions about their life. Do you find them to be honest? Do they prefer to talk about you rather than them? How much information do they reveal about themselves? Are they always asking for something from you? These all can be danger signs. Just take a close look and see where they're coming from. Number two, are they constantly attempting to build up capital for a big favor? Is it presented as if you owe them? That's really a bad sign. Keep relationships balanced. In other words, mutual actions mean mutual support and relationship. An imbalance is an indication that this is not the relationship you might want to enter, right? Imbalanced relationship can cause a lot of havoc fairly quickly, depending on the other person or you in some cases. Number three, don't meet up too soon. This may make you vulnerable by providing too much information. Meeting in public places, make sure that you know where you're meeting. Don't just say, I'm going to pick a public place and I'm going to go there. Know something about the public place that you're going to meet. In fact, having a friend near in the same location will help provide protections if required. So now, if you're ready to chat, go out to estrascarwreckhelp.com or Estra's radio show on Block Talk Radio. The chat is open right now and your fingers, are they flexible and ready to get to typing? Remember, talking about you with Estra is about you. So chat with me right now on estrascarwreckhelp.com or Block Talk Radio. Again, post your experiences with dealing with dishonest people on Twitter under Estra's radio show. I'd like to hear some of the things. And you can also go out to Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. Either way, whatever works for you, wherever you are, Instagram, Estra's TV, wherever you are, I'm usually there, so take a look and drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you. Now, the 14th Estra Awareness tip is this. Trusting unknown people means taking a chance on how they will treat you. Isn't this the bottom line? What is the best thing to do? Get to know them before moving into a relationship on a deeper level. Decide what you want from them and what they want from you. And does it match up? Really? Does A plus A equal C? Or does A plus B equal X, Y, and Z? You need to figure those out, okay? Find a point where both of you can be satisfied and target for this as a place to build towards, right? So there's something you need, there's something they need. That's, you know, that's a need thing. It's better to work not from a need, but just an appreciation level. Needs can turn into some things that you may not necessarily want to go that way. Wait until you get at a different level for that need basis. Just be social, be friends, nothing more, nothing less. Unless you jump into there, but just know that if it's somebody you don't know what you're jumping into. You might be jumping into something really good, or you might be jumping into something really bad. So take your time. So on Monday, we talked about honest people dealing with the dishonest. On Tuesday, we talked about dishonest people trying to get you to go along with them and what they want to do. On Wednesday, we talked about new people coming into your life, which is today. Tomorrow, we'll talk about sharing yourself with others after a car wreck. And on Friday, we'll talk about stay honest under pressure, because that's when a lot of deviant, dishonest people will try to actually force you into situations that really are not into your best of interest. And on Saturday, guess what? You can listen to all 5 episodes at once. Yes, when you speak up, so will others. And methods of exploitation, intimidation, and harassment will be known by those who can and often will be victims of these tactics. And that's why we have to what? Educate ourselves, learn from each other, watch out for each other, and talk about situations that are going on. Because it's really important at the way in which our society moves. We move pretty fast today as a whole. So if you get behind, then you can actually be vulnerable to some really unfortunate situations. It's kind of like not being up to date on your software. You know, a lot of those unsavory people already know what's out there, and they actually might move in for the kill if they know that your software isn't up to date. So do that, especially when you have harassers and intimidators and bullies, and they'll do all kind of things, in my opinion, just because they can. All right, so talking about you with Esther, which is me, is an advocate for those dealing with insurance companies, employers, Social Security, police, or anyone dealing with what? Your car collisions concerns. And this list can grow exponentially. So make sure that you are staying up to date, meaning your software in you is up to date. Insurance claim outcomes. Sometimes most people don't see it coming. And that's because what? You need to go out and subscribe to estherscarwreck.com so you can add a little peace of mind of knowing what's going on. And if you have the online tracking guide, it'll allow you to check out what's going on with policyholders and what might be happening or what you can expect with the claim. Also remember the Estra 219-220 car accident. Planner is like having a friend to help protect and share ideas along with caring about the outcome of your insurance claims. Be sure to listen to Estra's 219-220 Car Accident Planner. Yes, it's out there, and actually you can hear, just do the all series and just listen to all of them at once if you'd like, and see what you'll encounter after a car accident. So it's out there on podcasts. Go right ahead and listen wherever you actually find your podcast information. Be sure to subscribe. I care about protections to help people involved in car accidents. Until tomorrow, watch out for drivers who are not paying attention, or those working against those who do.